7 degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The U.S. Department of Energy announced the development of a $100 billion data center campus in western Kentucky. Derek Operly with member station WKMS reports it will be built on federally owned land that once housed a uranium enrichment plant outside of Paducah. That's just over the Tennessee line.
The privately funded project will see $1 trillion investment firm Brookfield develop a massive 1.8 gigawatt data center, while NextEra Energy will build and operate a 2 gigawatt natural gas plant that feeds excess electricity into the regional grid. Republican Congressman Andy Barr says Paducah played a key role in the U.S.'s post-World War II nuclear strategy and says this is another once-in-a-generation opportunity for the region.
Now it begins a new mission. A place that once helped America win the Cold War will now help America win the AI race.
The project will create around 8,000 construction jobs and 600 permanent positions. The first components could come online as soon as 2028, with construction expected to finish in 2031. I'm Derek Operly in Paducah.
That story comes to you through our collaboration, the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is hoping Metro can continue to generate solar power from a former landfill for another decade. And he's asking the Metro Council to approve extending the lease to Music City Solar. 8 years ago, the company transformed a former landfill into a source of renewable energy, generating 2 million kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to power up to 350,000 homes. The mayor also wants to add battery storage so excess energy can be used when sunlight is scarce or when demand for electricity increases. Metro officials told Axios one benefit of the solar farm is to make solar accessible to renters and households who are unable to install their own panels. Another advantage is taking up unusable land to create electricity without creating pollution. You're listening to 90.3.